Today's New Testament reading is the second epistle to the Corinthians, the sixth chapter. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, "I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Peter Ill from Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord does Christ have with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. This section of the reading today, from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, is both encouraging and troubling at the same time. It challenges our perspective on the life of Christ's church in the world. After all, what is the connection between righteousness and lawlessness? It's obvious, both on the basis of common sense and by the verses that precede this question, that there is no connection. Paul, who has been faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ, has been mistreated and persecuted by the unbelieving world. What share and co-participation can there be between those who are righteous by faith in Jesus Christ and those who are lawless? Not much. This is a continuing challenge today. We live in a world where we speak a lot about tolerance and coexisting with others. Scripture certainly never commands us to act in a hateful way to those who disagree with us, or even to those who persecute Christ's church. Indeed, we are called to pray for our enemies and those who persecute us, and to love our enemies and to heap burning coals on their heads by doing that. However, we also have no share with those who deny Christ's righteousness and embrace lawlessness. We mix like oil and water, and we lack a connection with those who reject Christ. How can we, who have died to sin, continue to live in it and around it. This reading does not command us to run away, gathering in Christian communes, camps, or monasteries, isolating ourselves and separating ourselves from the world. But it does call us to live differently from those who live in the world. We live in this world, but we are certainly not of it. That's because Jesus has come and dwelled with us and has made us righteous. You, who were once a sinner and one who lived outside God's law, are now righteous. You are a temple of the living God, because God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, has walked among us and dwelled among you. He has suffered and died to forgive your sins and to make you holy and righteous. The Lord is your God, and you are his. Now that you are his, can you return to your lawless ways? Of course not. Instead, you live as God's new creation. But realistically, there are days when that's not easy. As servants of God, like Paul, we face calamities, hardships, genuine love and fruitful speech to faithfully confess the gospel of our Lord, Jesus Christ. We do not give up to discouragement or hopelessness, because Christ has dwelled with us and we are his living temple. We are known by God. This is the right time, the time of our salvation, the time when the grace of God is for you. Rejoice and be glad. Your righteous God has taken on flesh and made you as righteous as he is. He has separated you from the unbelieving world, and he calls you his own. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Peter Ill from Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.